As communities, Christian communities, began to exchange and collect their writings, and this was an important step toward Christianity becoming a common thing, that is, that churches that received a letter from Paul exchanged them with other communities and got their letters, sort of the way we traded comic books when we were kids, so that you formed a collection of texts that gave you a kind of a common library. And this began really right after the death of Paul. As they began to collect and exchange their writings, the question of how do we relate ourselves to Judaism was both pressing and pretty much predetermined. Christianity was going away from Judaism. Indeed, it is in Justin's Dialogue with Trypho, written around the year 135, that we find our last serious face-to-face exchange between a Christian and a Jew on a fairly equal basis. The year 135 is significant because this was when Jerusalem was finally destroyed by the Romans following the Bar Kokhba revolt. And Trypho, the Jewish leader, encountered Justin, and they had a several-day conversation in which, revealingly, the topics revolved mainly around which version of Scripture is better, the Hebrew Bible or the Greek translation. Trypho says the Hebrew version. Justin says the Greek translation. And secondly, and very much connected with that, how do the prophecies of the prophets, are they fulfilled in Jesus or not? And obviously, Trypho and Justin disagree about that as well. But that is really the last gasp of a face-to-face encounter between Christianity and Judaism for a long time. And Christianity becomes more and more Gentile. The sparse literature of the second century, the early second century, reveals a movement that was diverse and sometimes divided, concerned for moral teaching and practice rather than theological speculation, and eager to offer a defense against attackers. We see the emergence of bishops. The term bishop, episkopos, means a superintendent. And we see strong leaders like Ignatius of Antioch and Polycarp of Smyrna who emerge as intellectual and moral leaders of communities. Ignatius of Antioch wrote 7 letters as he was being transported on his way to Rome to be executed. Wrote letters to 7 different churches across Asia Minor, instructing them in how they should live. Polycarp also collected the letters of Ignatius and then added a further letter of his own in which basically he pulled together the teachings of Ignatius and Paul and communicated them to the church in Philippi. These intellectual and moral leaders, these bishops, represented a kind of an institutional Christianity. But the voice of prophecy was not yet entirely dead. The Shepherd of Hermas was written in the city of Rome, in which a simple layperson received visions from God and challenged the wealthy and called them to a life of poverty. And the early writing called the Teaching of the 12 Apostles, the Didache, gives instructions on how visiting prophets are to be received by communities. So there still was some sense of itinerant prophetic activity in the church in the early second century. But more and more, Christianity appeared as an organization that was given to a kind of a domestication, moral teaching, and so forth. Not a concern for doctrine or theology so much as good behavior. So Polycarp's letter to the Philippians weaves together those passages from the Apostle Paul that deal not with theology, but with how people are to live in the household and how they are to live in the assembly, how they are to take care of widows, and so forth. And Clement of Rome, writing around the year 95 to the church in Corinth, a church to which Paul himself had written, takes up the theme of harmony and unity and good behavior in the assembly in opposition to movements of rivalry and envy which were causing dissension in that community. Christianity, if you will, was very moralistic in the beginning of this second century. It was also a dangerous profession. there were sporadic and increasing persecutions of the Christian movement as it became more popular, as it gained more adherents, beginning with a very small touch with Nero in the year 64. There were subsequent persecutions under the emperors Domitian, Trajan, and Marcus Aurelius in the second century. And this meant that martyrdom, bearing witness even to death, being executed by the Roman authorities, was not infrequent among these early Christians. Both Ignatius and Polycarp were martyrs.